this week on the Pick and Pop series, it's my turn to pick a topic. The first week, I picked a tweet I sent out about basically about sacrificing for basketball and kind of the prom versus NCAA live period thing. Last week, we talked about bench behavior or how to handle frustrations with playing time appropriately from a parent side, coach side, player side. This week, I promise I'm not going to do this every week, but we're going to kind of start with a tweet I sent out about maybe 2 months ago now that actually kind of went viral. And viral in a good way. The majority of people, again, agreed with it and liked it. And basically what it was is like a scenario that I get approached with quite a bit, and some of our other coaches do as well. And I know coaches around the country do because they said so. And it's a scenario where a parent approaches a coach and says, you know, my son's Division I, we want to go Division I. And then the coach is like, well, you know, your son or daughter is not a Division I basketball player. They're a really good basketball player, but they're not Division I. But they have great grades. They're still good at basketball. They can play in college, but so like it's like they make a perfect D3 prospect. And the parents are like, well, what's D3? The coach lays it out for them. What does D3 mean? And the main part of the whole thing is like typically Division III schools are incredibly high academic schools that if you graduate from one of these institutions, you can get a job almost wherever you want because academically they're so good. And then the parent responds, nah, I want D1. And so that's kind of the tweet. And then there's a meme involved again. I think it's Doc Rivers making a funny face. You can go check it out on my Twitter at Brendan Winters if you want. It's up there. I'll post it on the blog post for this too, so people can kind of see. But that'll give you a sense of it. But it basically covers, I want to talk about Division III basketball because that's a topic that's coming up more and more all the time for me, I think for our coaches. And over the past 8 years, however long we've been doing this full time, we've learned a lot more about Division III. Mm-hmm. We've gotten more involved in that academic basketball world, I guess. Mm-hmm. So wanted to talk with you more about it. Maybe we can just start with your thoughts.
What's your main concern? That people look down on D3?
Yeah. I think, well, first of all, a lot of players and parents don't know about it. Or don't know exactly what it is, and because they're a bit ignorant about it, they look down on it. Oh, Division III, you know, it's a lower level. It's anyone can play Division III. Mm-hmm. But they don't know that it's a really good level of basketball, A. And then B, these schools are typically really, really good academically. Mm-hmm. And literally, if you graduate from one of these schools, a lot of times you are set up for the rest of your life with that degree. So those two things combined make it an amazing option, in my opinion, for players that are good enough, A, and want to, and then B, want to play in college, but maybe aren't good enough to go D1. And a lot of times, actually, now that we're learning more about it and getting more into it, a lot of times players have, some of these guys have low Division I offers, but they choose to go Division III to a really good Division III school because of the educational piece. Mm-hmm. Maybe the D1s that offered them weren't of the academic quality they wanted, and they instead choose to go D3. I mean, I've met guys that went Division I that, I mean, they're, to be honest with you, their certificate, their diploma is about as good as the piece of paper it's written on, the degree. Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's worthless essentially because like it's not a good academic school, so it does them no good. So, but parents would rather go to a school like that, or players sometimes would rather go to a school like that than a Division III school where they can get an amazing education and again, 40-year plan over 4-year plan sort of thing. So
I think it's, I mean, you said we've learned a lot about it. I mean, my brother became a D3 college coach just a couple of years ago, and I think it's important to remember, like, back when you, what if somebody would have told you when you were in high school, like, hey, you're not Division I, you need to look at Division III.
Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah, it's a tough thing to hear, and it's a tough, people just don't know about D3. D3 is not on TV, D3 is not on SportsCenter, you don't read about D3 in newspapers or online, it just doesn't get a lot of attention, so I think that's a big, that's a big hurdle to making D3 basketball more popular, because
yeah,
everything is so focused on Division I, and that's where the glitz and the glamour is.
I agree, and people did tell me that I was not a Division I basketball player, I was D3. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying players should not try to play Division I or have that ambition or have that goal. Just like, that's cool if a player wants to say, I want to go to the NBA. I never said, oh, I want to play overseas, like that's my goal. No, my goal was the NBA. Set mm-hmm. your goals high, that's fine. But I was fully prepared that I've told this story a few times. I'm not going to tell the whole story. I had zero Division I offers coming out of high school, but I wanted to go Division I. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do a grade 13, a postgraduate year at a prep school, and see if I can get a Division I college scholarship. If I don't get a Division I scholarship, I am either going to walk on Division I or I'm going to go play Division III basketball. I was fully prepared to go the Division III route if, after giving it one more year, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this thing seem like I'm saying players shouldn't try to go D1. Yeah, of course, try to go D1, but they should also, if they truly love the game, if they want to play in college, they should be prepared to accept the fact that they might not be a Division I player and might have to go the D3 route, and moreover, kind of recognize that the D3 route is actually a great opportunity.
That's what I was going to say. What do you think? As you said, we've learned more about D3, and I have my thoughts, but what do you wish people knew about these D3 schools? I mean, you said like the schools, I don't think every D3 school is necessarily high academic, but a lot of them are. What do you wish people knew about D3 basketball?
The main thing is that that the basketball is a really quality level of basketball. I think that's probably the first thing a lot of players and parents turn their nose up at, is they think it's like, oh, anyone can go play D3. Like, that's not the case. It's a very, very high quality of basketball. And you know even better than me, having your brother now is a Division III coach at a super high academic institution, and you've seen a ton of games now with that. So, I mean, you can probably speak on it better than I can.
Yeah, and that's what I would say, too, is that, like, I wish more high school players knew how good D3 players are. And I think it's something, too, where we are in the South. You talk to a lot of people, like, in the Northeast, there's a huge a number of Division III schools up in that region of America. And when you come down South, people down here, they don't know about schools like Williams and Swarthmore and Haverford and Amherst. I mean, those schools are known up in the Northeast, but they're not really known down here. So I think we're approaching this from the perspective of, hey, we're of the region of America that we're in. But I think it is important for you know, kids in the South, kids in the Midwest, where, you know, D3 basketball might not be that popular, to know that there are a lot of good Division III players. There are players that had some D1 offers but chose D3. There are players that are just an inch too short to play a power forward at D1, so they go D3. There are players that, you know, something happened that put them off track, and all of a sudden they're at D3. There are players that they were short, and when they went to D3, they grew 3 inches. Now all of a sudden they're a 6'9" power forward. So it's important for people to know, especially down here where we are, that D3 players, there is a very high quality of basketball within D3. Now there's also a really low level of D3 as well. But I think, you know, when players, I think it's just important that parents and players, when they hear about D3, they don't immediately see it in like a negative light, because their dream has always been to go D1, which is fantastic. But if a coach comes and tells you, hey, I think you might be more of a D3 level, if they think you're a high D3 level, that's an extreme compliment.
Yeah. And a lot of times I'll tell parents or players, like, hey, I don't think you're a Division I player right now, but I think you're a Division II or a Division III player. And sometimes, a lot of times, they they take that like I'm throwing a shot at them or something, you know. And it's like, that's not the case. Like, I mean that in a complimentary way. You're a really good player. You're a college player. I just don't think you're a Division I player right now. But you're still, and like according to the stats, I believe it's 1.6% of high school basketball players go Division I. Overall, Division III, Division II, Division I, I think it's 3.4% of all high school basketball players. So it's still like, hey, you're in the top 3.4% of all high school basketball players. That's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
And that's still you're an elite level player if you're a college basketball player.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of, especially where we are again, there's a lot of people who think like, I can't play D1. I want to play in college, so I'll just go play D3. It's not D3 coaches still recruit, D3 coaches still evaluate, D3 coaches still want to win. And that, to be honest with you, when I first saw my brother's team play, like, that was the thing that stuck out to me the most, was going to these games and seeing that it's intense. Like, I mean, there aren't as many people in the stands watching. There's no press there. There's no photographers there taking pictures. But the coaches coach and the kids play with intensity. And, I mean, it's when you look at it from that standpoint, it's the same amount of work, the same amount of time and energy goes into a good Division III program, just like Division I.
Yeah, and one thing I think parents and players need to recognize as well is that a lot of what they see about Division I college basketball is they see ESPN, they see the NCAA tournament, they see like the glitz and the glamour and the bright lights, but they don't see the work that goes on behind that. So Division I college basketball is not nearly as glamorous as it's made out to be on TV. Yes, there can be some awesome times, NCAA tournament, conference tournament, big games on TV. Yeah.
They see the good times. They see the big games
on TV, the
press coverage.
They see the good times, but, man, there's a lot of really, really hard times.
They don't see the 6 a.m. track workouts they don't see us flying back from Christmas, the day after Christmas, or missing Thanksgiving. There's a lot of that. And it's important for players to know that, too, that stuff happens at the D3 level as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting it is different than D1. Like, it's not as demanding, but it's still very demanding when you put it with an academic load and you put it with your Christmas vacation isn't as long as your classmates.
Non-scholarship.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something we probably need to touch on too. I mean, and I was going to kind of bring this up, is like, do you think Division III is a bit more of a pure brand of basketball because there's no scholarships, there's no glitz and glamour and you know, highlights on ESPN. So it's like the players that are playing at that level are doing it a lot more for the love than in the competition than the glitz and glamour, the any money. You know, the coaches are coaching because they love it, and it's not big money like it is at the D1 level.
Yes, and that's, you know, I get that not everybody would feel that way, but when you look at D3, like, there's no real egos in D3. You're seeing guys that they just play just because they love basketball, and they might have a dream of going to play overseas, and for them as a D3 player, like, that is it's a big dream to go play after college. But you don't see a lot of the entitlement, the players demanding stuff, the desire for attention and desire to be on TV. Like, that doesn't really exist at the D3 level. And that, I think, to a lot of people, including myself, like, that appeals to me. And it's not – I think you can almost make the argument that, like, D1 is a little bit blown out of proportion. You know, at the end of the day, it's a game, and at the D level, at the D1 level, sometimes I can feel like it's life and death, and, you know, coaches' jobs are at stake, and it's serious, and it's national attention. At the D3 level, like, that stuff doesn't really exist. That's not to say that the coaches don't take it as seriously, but there's not a whole lot of the ego and entitlement that you see in D1.
Yeah.
In some D1. I mean, that's not, you know, there are a lot of D1 programs that do things the right way, but
yeah,
there's a lot of the...
Yeah, but as you can see, there's a lot of money from the news lately. There's a lot of money at the Division I level, especially the high major Division I level, and money just naturally kind of corrupts things. And you can see that at the Division I level. So of course, there's players that play for the right reasons, coaches that coach for the right reasons, all that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people out there that are players that are doing it for the social media attention, the ESPN, mm-hmm. And coaches, you know, in it because they're getting paid a lot of money. Where at the D3 level, you know, the players, there's no scholarships. There is financial aid, so that's something I think we should bring up too. It's need-based financial aid. There's no athletic scholarships. Mm-hmm. I believe there's some academic money out there and some other sort of, you know, scholarships and things like that. There's no athletic scholarships. They're not on ESPN. So it's the players that are playing at that level. They love it. Yeah. You've got to love it.
I think some people can make the argument, though, as two former Division I players, it's kind of easy for us to say that. Like, how do you feel now? Like, if you were D3, do you think you'd feel different now? When is there a certain level of pride, like when you talk to people and you say, like, yeah, I played Division I basketball? And would that feel different if somebody said, like, yeah, I played Division III basketball? I mean, do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm proud of playing at the Division I level because that was always a dream of mine, a goal of mine, and I ended up making it. So yeah, I am proud of that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I was fully prepared to go Division II or Division III or walk on Division I if I hadn't got a scholarship offer my prep year. And you know, I don't know if I would, you know, talk about my college experience any different if I had gone D3. But yeah, I am proud that I went D1. Mm-hmm. But the more, I also know a lot more now than I did when I was younger. And that's why I wanted to bring this up, because I would like to educate players and parents more, because I think back to when I was growing up, I would have liked to be a bit more educated on Division III basketball and Division II basketball. And Division II is probably a topic for another day. I want to really focus on D3 here. Mm-hmm. Again, just because we've been dealing with that a lot more recently. We've started doing academic showcases. Mm-hmm. We have some academic-focused teams, AAU teams. So it's just come up a bit more. But Division II is still a great level, really high quality of basketball, some really good players there, especially locally with Queens. I always talk about them because they're top five, you know, the last few years. And there's just, I mean, they get Division I transfers, but we'll save that topic for another day. We'll keep it the D3 focus now. But yeah, I really just would like to educate parents and players and even some coaches a bit more on Division III, because I think it can change some people's, some kids' lives.
I think you want to educate everybody on D3. And again, educate everybody here in our region of America and in other parts that might not know about Division III basketball. But because, I mean, at the end of the day, I think people say, like, they want to play Division I because they want to have that pride. They want to, like, be able to be proud when they tell people. Like, now that I know about D3, when I hear players say, like, yeah, I played D3, I'm like, I'm excited. I'm like, man, where did you play? What was it like? How'd you guys do?
I love D3 guys.
Yeah. And I think the kids' fear is that when they're older and they say, like, oh, yeah, I played D3, people are going to be like, oh. Or think down, think that they weren't as good, when it's, you know, it's not the case. I mean, you see these players in D1 now, and it's becoming the size and the length and the athleticism of those people. You can have some really good players at all levels of college basketball and D3. So I think it's important for people to know that, too. It's just the players are good, and when you hear about players that played D3, you know, just I challenge you to go watch a D3 game and tell me and tell what you think.
I think that's a great point, is that I think parents and players need to go watch a Division III practice, a Division III game. Go watch it.
They're free.
Before you judge it. Yeah. Even just being free admission, I mean, that's like, that tells you a lot about it there too. Go watch a Division II game as well. Like, you guys will be surprised.
Yeah.
But I think one of the reasons I'm so excited and passionate now about Division III is over the last number of years, we've had some kids go Division III, and those kids are some of my favorite kids we've ever had.
Yeah.
Like Joe Hartman, now up at Haverford. We got guys at Roanoke. Where else do we have some guys?
Oh, man, I'm, I'm having a break.
Washington and Lee.
Yeah,
yeah, so like, I mean, I just like some of those guys are my mm-hmm. favorite players. And then we have some of our former coaches are now at D3 with Jason Zimmerman at Emory. Mm-hmm. Abe just got the job at McAllister, your brother at Swarthmore. So like, it's just been kind of a snowball effect over the last 7-8 years since we've been back from overseas, where it's like I'm learning more and learning more. Mm-hmm. And now even why I'm more pumped up about it is like we have a couple Division III guys working with us. Mm-hmm. and they are amazing. Mm-hmm. Like these guys, like we've had some former Division I players who coached for us, and I'm gonna be honest, they were awful. But I have yet to have a former Division III player coach disappoint. Like they've all been amazing, and maybe we'll have one at some point, but like these guys are just sharp and motivated and grinders and just willing, mm-hmm. just
workers.
Yeah, just it almost like it's like you take their basketball experience where they had to do it for the love and they had to work a little bit harder and they weren't the top dog every time, and now they're applying that to their work life, their post-college life. Mm-hmm. And some of that happens to be with us, like JDI, who helps us run our academic showcases and helped me run the Paul Biancardi camp last weekend. I mean, this guy is awesome to work with. Carl Barkley, who's over in China now, and he knows Mandarin because he took it at Swarthmore when he was there. Like, these guys are pretty incredible. So as I've gotten to know these guys, I don't know, it's made me want to help more kids go D3. Mm-hmm. Because I see these guys that have played D3 and are graduated, and they're just like, man, these guys are awesome. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, I just think that whole experience can really, really shape guys.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think high school players that are in a position, like, talk to D3 players, talk to D1 players. I mean, I think again, I've said this all the time, like you never know what somewhere is like until you get there. You know, you could have a dream of playing Division I, all of a sudden you get there and it's like, man, it's too hard. The coaches, it's just pressure packed, and the coaches are crazy sometimes, and it's really demanding, and it might not be for you, which is fine. You know, I mean, it's not for everybody. But I think it's important that if you're a high school player and you're looking at your different options, to like investigate those options and don't just go to D1 because it's your only D1 offer. You know, that's not necessarily the best thing for you just because it's there. You know, investigate these schools that are recruiting you, talk to guys who have played Division I, talk to guys who have played Division III, visit the schools, see what it's like, try to connect with the coaches and make the best decision for you. And Division I is not always the best decision for everybody, you know, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree with that too. And it's all about finding the right fit. If you're a academically driven player, like with a focus on grades, and that's a big part of what you do, you study and you want to have a high GPA and you want to get good grades and you work at it, plus you just love playing basketball. Yeah. Like the D3 level could be really good. Yeah. Then there's some guys that they love playing basketball and their grades are not as good, and that's fine. Like maybe Division II is the spot for you. And then for others, you know, Division I might be the right place. But yeah. I mean, it's gotta be a fit. Mm-hmm. And you know, some guys have Division I, Division II, Division III options, and you know, they're not all equal. And sometimes, not just because it's Division I doesn't always necessarily mean it's the best fit. Sometimes it might be, hey, go Division II and play at a really good school like Queens, mm-hmm. rather than like a low-level D1 losing program or something like that.
Or, you know, I mean, one thing we haven't talked about is like, or if your ultimate goal is to become a doctor or do cancer research, or, which is, I mean, that's when you look back on it, I you know, I don't know how you feel, but sometimes I wish, like, man, I was so focused on basketball, and I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad I was, but you know, is that really, you know, sometimes I look at people like, this guy's really, he's trying to cure cancer.
Yeah.
And this guy's a doctor and he's saving lives, and I was really focused on just becoming the best basketball player I could. It kind of put it in perspective for me a little bit. So I mean, if you're a high school kid and you love hoops and you know you want to play in college, but you're also like, man, I want to you know, work on Wall Street or do something other than become a professional basketball player, because you've come to terms with like, hey, I'm 6 feet tall, and I don't see a lot of guys like me in the NBA, and I know that it's not in the cards for me, but...
Or if professional basketball doesn't happen to work out.
Then
you have something to fall back on, or after pro basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I would, challenge high school players to investigate D3 basketball a little more. Like we said, go watch games, do some research. D3hoops.com is a great resource for anybody that wants to learn about Division III.
Isn't that the same Twitter account too? D3 Hoops, I believe. Is it Pat Coleman?
I'm not really sure.
We'll put it in the blog afterwards, but I believe it's at D3Hoops is a great Twitter follow as well.
Yeah.
But back to your point, I heard this, I've heard this quite a few times, and now I'm a big believer in it, is go to a college that, pretend basketball didn't work out. Go to a place where you're going to be happy without basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just make your decision purely because of basketball, because if basketball doesn't work out because an injury, because something happens, you don't like the coach or the teammates or whatever, like at least you'll be in a place that's a good fit for you off the court, whether that's academically, socially, wherever, geographically. Take all the non-basketball factors and then make your decision, mostly based on that, and then basketball after. Ideally, I think that's how it should go, just in case basketball doesn't work out.
Yeah, for you. No, I agree. Nothing to add.
Paul Biancardi talks about he played D3 basketball, and his coach was Tom Thibodeau. The Van Gundys came from Division III. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good basketball coaches at the Division III level.
Not just good players, but good coaches as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then on the players level, I mean, you can go pro playing Division III.
Yep.
There's plenty of guys that have gone pro. Yeah, like the Division I players are typically better pro prospects because again, typically they're better basketball players just by the nature of Division I, Division II, Division III, but there's still some dang good Division III players.
Yeah.
I know you did. We played against some. We played with some Division III guys, but you did specifically a story, a podcast about.
Yeah. I got the Andy Panko story. I don't want to ruin it too much, but he was a under-recruited at a high school, played played D3 and ended up, and I think he's finishing up his 20th year of professional basketball.
And he's made a lot of money
overseas. He's done very well.
He's played on some big time teams.
Played in some of the best leagues in the world, been an MVP in one of the best leagues in the world. And he's done great for himself. And it's really interesting to get, again, I don't want to ruin too much because I want people to actually listen to it, but he says some really good stuff that I hope will really inspire some young kids who, are dreaming to go Division I, but it just doesn't work out, and they go Division III, and hopefully it inspires them to kind of make the most of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can pretty much wrap this up, but, my last thoughts are just parents, players, don't automatically write off Division III basketball. It's a very, very high level. It's in the top 3.4% of high school basketball players go Division III, or play college basketball.
Game, do some research, research the schools.
Games.
Yeah,
research. Go talk to the coaches. The coaches are very, very friendly. You can find their email addresses on the school website, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just do your research. Don't automatically write it off. It's a really good level. But not only that, this kind of phrase, we use this phrase a little bit, and we didn't make it up or anything, but I mean, Division III, it's the 40-year plan, not the 4-year plan. I've said this a few times, especially with youth basketball, like, see the forest for the trees, see the big picture. It's not the 4-year plan where, okay, some low Division I, maybe you get on scholarship and potentially go to Division III, change the rest of your life. It's a 40-year plan over a 4-year plan.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's important to keep it in mind you're choosing a school. So it should be about education.
Right.
It should, part of education should factor in your decision on what school you go to, and it shouldn't all be about basketball.
Yeah,
I agree.
In
my opinion. Yeah, so.
No, I agree.
All right.
All right.
Cool. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, that's it for another pick and pop.
I like it.